It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. It's good to be able to come in and just fellowship with the brethren and just have a good time and just know you're among friends and family and just being able to worship the Lord in the Lord. And that's what we've all come to do. And no one greater than the other. It's all about Him. I'm thankful tonight to know that it was level at the cross. There wasn't no merit. I wasn't no better. You know, that songwriter says, you know, the drunk on the street and the rich in the I'm just telling you tonight, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter what your background it is. You know, the brother said it right. The preacher said it right already tonight. Just about, you know, I got to thinking a little bit when you talking about the heart a little bit. I just thought about how, you know, over there it said, you know, when Moses was getting ready and he was doing them plagues and everything, and he was having all that done. I just got to thinking a little bit about how it says the Lord hardened the Pharaoh's heart. It wasn't that Pharaoh hardened Pharaoh's heart. It was the Lord that hardened Pharaoh's heart. And that's what it is. It was the Lord that did it. It was the Lord that sent everything that convinced him to let his people go. It was the Lord that nurtured and cared for the children of Israel as they come out of Egypt and as they wandered in the wilderness. It was all God. Every bit of it was God. And, I mean, it says their sandals didn't wear out for 40 years. I'd like to find me a pair of shoes that didn't wear out for 40 years. I'd save a little bit of money, but I'm thankful to know that He gives me an opportunity to make money so I can buy what I need to buy, preacher. And I'm thankful that it's all God tonight. It's all God in the sickness that we're having in the church body. It's God. For whatever reason, He's got a purpose in it. Yeah. And I'm thankful to know that He's in control of it all tonight. And there's nothing that's caught Him off guard. There's nothing that He's not sitting up there wondering, what am I going to do about this situation? I'm thankful tonight to know that it's all Him, and He's all sovereign tonight. He's in control of everything and everyone tonight. I'm thankful to know that, you know, over there He said, he was asking the devil over there in Job, a preacher, and he said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And Job said that you got a hedge about him and I can't get to him. Well, thankful tonight to know, preacher, that he's got a hedge around all his people tonight, and that the devil can't touch them unless the Lord says he's allowed to. There's not anything that the devil can do tonight unless the Lord tells him he can do it. He's got to go to the Lord for permission for anything. He's not in charge of nothing tonight. He's not overseeing anything tonight. Everything he does tonight, the devil does, is he does it with permission tonight. I'm thankful to know that the God of heaven is sovereign tonight. I know that He's in control. I'm thankful tonight to know that even in the difficult times and in difficult situations that that sometimes we find ourselves in or we get ourselves in from the decisions and choices that we make, I'm thankful to know that God is still in control.
Yes, He is. Always.
He knew that we were going to make those decisions.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He knew exactly what we were going to do before the situation became aroused. And we made the decision to do whatever we thought was best to do. And I'm thankful tonight to know that He's in control of it all. I'm thankful tonight to know that He's in control of death. The songwriter said, "Oh, death, where is thy sting?
Grave, where is thy victory?"
And I'm thankful tonight that the grave doesn't have victory tonight. There is no sting in death as long as we have that blessed hope tonight and know where we're going. And eternity tonight, my friend, is real. And we will spend eternity somewhere. We're not going to come back.
back as a butterfly or a frog or something like that, or a cow or something so stupid. We're a living soul. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Tonight we're made in God's image tonight, and I'm thankful to know that I'm not coming back as something like that. If I did, I'd probably come back as something stupid like a dung beetle or something silly. But I'm thankful to know that I'm not coming back. I'm thankful to know that I'm going home.
Amen.
I'm thankful to know that He's gone to prepare a place for me.
Yes.
And the book said, He said, if it was not true, I wouldn't have said so.
Amen.
Tonight to know that He's gone, and I may have just a house with four walls tonight, but there's coming a day where I'm going to inherit a mansion.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, I try to work my butt off to provide for my family, and they say, you know, they're saying now that the money, the dollar bill's not worth nothing, which is true, and the coins ain't worth nothing. They said, invest in silver and gold, brother.
Yeah.
They said when this economy collapses, the silver and gold's going to be where it's at. That's where your money's going to be. But I'm thankful. Can I remind you tonight? And let you know, as you get older, we're going home to a place where that gold, it's nothing but pavement tonight. They've done paved it tonight. That's what we're going to walk on. We're going to walk on that
precious
gold. It's going to be under our
feet.
Gold. And that's all it's going to be. It's just nothing but pavement. Streets of gold tonight. And I'm thankful to know that's what I'm going to have to just walk on.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
They say them movie stars, you know, back in the 60s and stuff, you see them movie stars and women with pearl necklaces.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more pearls, the more expensive it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I got to thinking about the walls of Jasper.
Yes, yes.
And I got to thinking about how the pearly white gates.
Yeah.
And how it's going to be gates, I believe. They're so large. And this is just my opinion. It's just going to be awestruck. But I got to thinking about how the Lord has taken and He's made. We get materialized down here.
Yeah.
And we think about how beautiful these pearl necklaces are.
Yeah.
And everything. But that's all. That's what He made His gates out of.
Yes, sir.
That's what He made His gates out
of.
He made streets of gold. He made little pearly gates.
Yeah.
I'm thankful tonight to know that there's no material in it. It's, you know, because that's not what we're going to see, brother. That's not the precious. That's not the most precious thing that's in heaven tonight.
Yes,
can I remind you tonight? That the most precious thing in heaven tonight is that I might fall out with some people tonight, but just bear with me a minute. And you got some loved ones there, I'm sure. But the most precious thing in heaven tonight is not your loved one. It's not the gold streets.
No.
It's not the pearly gates.
No.
Can I remind you tonight that Jesus Christ is sitting
Amen.
On the throne tonight. And that is the most precious thing tonight. And that's what we're going to worship one day. Is Jesus Christ and His Son. And I'm thankful tonight to know that's what it is. And if somebody would die and go to hell tonight, the worst part of hell is not the gnashing of teeth. It's not the lake of fire. It's not the burning forever. It's a total and a permanent separation from Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes.
But I'm thankful tonight to know that he not only had this thing set up, he not only had to enlarge, is in constantly enlarging hell's borders. And sometimes it feels like you may not be able to escape. But I'm thankful tonight to know that He sent the answer.
Yes, He is.
I'm thankful tonight to know that He is the answer.
Yes, He is.
And I'm just so thankful tonight to be able to praise my Lord and Savior, that He would come by my way and He would show me how wicked and vile I was.
Yeah.
And I know that He started that drawing work in me.
Yeah,
and it says, the Scripture says that I love Him because He first loved me.
That's right.
And I'm thankful to know that that's what He did. He started that drawing work, and He started working a little bit here and there. And He started, that potter started molding that clay. And He put a little pressure here. And He put a little pressure there. And then He pumped that wheel and it spun a little faster. And He'd sling some of that garbage out. And He'd sling some of that other garbage out. And I got to wondering about why in the world I didn't want to go there no more. And I didn't want to do those things anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't, that's what the potter was doing. He was putting pressure. And He was slinging that stuff out. And He was forming me to what He wanted me to be. And He come by my way and said, son, this is it. I'm calling you out.
Yeah.
And I'm coming by your way. And I'm showing you you're a lost sinner in need of a Savior. And I'm telling you tonight, I'm so thankful tonight, preacher, to know that He's still a potter. And He's still forming me. And He's still forming me to His image. But sometimes it's a little easier now than what it used to be. When it comes to forming. And sometimes it's a little harder than what it used to be. Because I get a little stubborn and say, now, Lord, let's talk about this a minute. But it's not my place to talk about it. I'm just supposed to get in line with it. But I'm thankful tonight to know that He's in control.
Amen. Yes.
I'm thankful tonight to know that He's sovereign over everything that takes place.
Yes, He is.
It doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter the circumstance. It doesn't matter anything at all, as He's in control.
God bless you.
And I'm thankful tonight that He chose me for whatever reason. I couldn't tell you why. I could try to justify it in my own mind, in my earthly mind, and I would. Before I was saved, I would try to compare myself. I'd find people and try to compare myself to them, and I'd find people that went to the church I was going to, and they were still doing the stuff I was going to, and I'd say, "Well, see, they're doing what I'm doing, so I must not be that bad." You know, but, you know, I got to thinking about how, you know, really, preacher, what it is now. And I look back and I'm like, oh me, I ought to pray for them people because they were in the same place as I was.
Yeah.
They were in the same shape as I was. They had the same heart as I did.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful tonight to know that He made the way.
Yeah.
That He is the way.
Yes, sir.
It says that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
That's it.
I'm thankful tonight to know that He's the answer to it all.
God bless
you. You know, if we would just get in line with Him, you know, they want to ask all these questions. They say, what's the answer? God's the answer. Christ is the answer. He's the answer to it all. He's the answer. You say, but He's not going to pay my bills. He will. He will. He's not gonna put food in my fridge. He will. He'll find He is a way. He'll make a way. Because that's what He does. And I'm so thankful tonight to know that He's the answer to it all. He's the answer to all our problems. And sometimes we just gotta get out of our own way. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I praise His name.
Amen.